Okay, I'm Shankil Vanagriya. I'm assistant professor of pathology and laboratory medicine, Juba University. I am occupational health specialist. I concern on the studies of the cancer and some of infectious disease.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to Radio Miraya. Now, the 4th of February is World Cancer Day. So tell us the general trend in the world and our situation in South Sudan.
Cancer is a group of disease, and this group of disease, they change the cells into become abnormal cells. They have the potential of invading the other cells and spreading to the different kind of the area. Worldwide, it is the second cause of death and after heart diseases or cardiovascular diseases. And in South Sudan, yes, it is there, but the major problem on it is the diagnostic. We have a quite number of cancer, and especially the liver cancer, which is leading one. And nowadays, we are observing there is an esophageal cancer, especially at the area of the Greater Jonglei. It is just an observation with the sample that getting by the endoscopic biopsy, and we do the analysis. Most of it there is an esophageal cancer. And of course, it is quite different between the male and the female. And if you go to female, you get most of cervical cancer, and of course there is a risk factor of it, especially with infection of the human papillomavirus and other risk factors. After that, you may get breast cancer and other cancer of the woman. In the male, it is still the liver cancer is there with a risk factor of infection by the hepatitis B and C, plus the alcoholic, and from the alcohol, and also there is some toxin, we call them a plaque toxin, that we get it also in some of the badly stored groundnuts.
Yeah, so what are the main causes of cancer, particularly in South Sudan, in your general analysis of the situation?
Generally, cancer has no cause because there is change. This is a general term, but there is many risk factors.
Yeah.
These risk factors is environmental risk factors, our lifestyle, food, and drinks. All of these, you will get those risk factors on it. For example, in South Sudan, we have now the infection that we get it from the environment. Hepatitis B infection is high prevalent here in South Sudan. Most of the community, they use alcohol. Some of them, there is a smoking trend. All of these, they are a risk factor for this. And again, also, if you go to food, we usually go to the meat. And in the meat also, you may get some risk factor that may lead to the cancer, especially the colonic cancer and some of the gastric cancer. This is a binary. But generally, you say no. And also, there is radiation. Radiation that we may get it through antennas, that is of the communication line in antennas. And also, in the hospital, you get this radiation, may cause change in the cell.
Okay.
Generally, we say that the cause of the cancer, we say the unknown, but there is a many risk factors based on the different from community and different from the place and different from a country.
So now, what are the preventive measures for cancer?
Yeah, the preventive measure of cancer usually is about the awareness. The major thing is about the awareness. The community has to be aware about all the risk factors that may lead to the cause of cancer. And if it is there, cancer is being diagnosed or is being detected in one of the patients, it should be treated. I know it is not a spread from one to other one, but this will reduce the burden and will give us a major statistic. And for the government also to establish diagnostic center and the treating center. This is the thing that will help us to improve the cancer management in the country.
Now, are there centers in South Sudan for the treatment of cancer?
No, there is no exact center in South Sudan, but there is individual that they may bring chemotherapy. This is the medicine they are giving to those of the cancer. They are not treating, but they reduce the burden of the replication of the cells and then preventing the spread of the cancer. And this is the only thing. Some individual I know now, Biomedical Complex, one of the physicians or one of the obstetrician gynecologists, is unable to treat those related to gynecological cancer or tumor in general, but exactly there is no center. And this is the recommendation that usually we should give to our authority, that they have to start establish the cancer center. We started from registry, from giving the medicine and general awareness to the population. Along with it, also the diagnostic tool. If I can tell you now, in South Sudan, we are only three consultants, that is three physicians or three specialists that usually deal with the cancer diagnostic. A laboratory, not clinically, because there is another way you can know the cancer through the clinically. But laboratory, we are only three that can diagnose the cancer.